I would like to introduce you to someone you may be familiar with, and if you're not, you will remember his name by the time you've seen this presentation, Mr. Robert Swan, OBE. He is the first person to have walked to the North and the South Pole, first person. And his leadership and determination in that journey, 900 miles, by the way, that journey is to the South Pole, and it was unassisted. First time it's been done in history. He was awarded a Polar Medal for that by Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II, and he is also a United Nations Goodwill Ambassador for Youth. Robert is a polar pioneer, as they call it, a leader in energy innovation. He's also the founder of something called the 2041 Foundation. His story is just simply remarkable. It is a story of tenacity, it is a story of humility and of courage. And it is simply a story that everyone should know. You should be telling this story to your kids as well. He started his dream at age 11. That's when he wanted to achieve that march. He managed to achieve that dream after 22 years, and today he's on this 50-year mission to help preserve Antarctica, what there is left. What there is left, because climate change is real. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy some of the images about his transformative journey. I give you Mr. Robert Swan.
My name is Robert Swan. I'm going to tell you a story today about what's possible to achieve. A story about doing what you say you're going to do, delivering on your word. And I believe that is the very basis of moving towards green recovery. At the age of 11, I had a dream to become the first person in history to walk to the North and South Poles. And everybody said we could not do that. I had been fascinated all my life about this extraordinary white continent, the Antarctic, at the bottom of the world. And eventually, after years of battle, three of us would make a journey to the South Geographic Pole on foot. We had no radios, no backup, no GPS, nothing. It took us 70 days. Something happened to me walking to the South Pole that changed my life. My eyes changed colour. Our skin burnt away. Why? Because we walked under the hole in the ozone layer the very year it was discovered. So I made a commitment that I would try my best to do something about our survival on this planet as a species. First, it was time to go to the North Pole. This time, we've got to cross 700 nautical miles of frozen ocean. Think of that. Every step we take to the North Pole is away from the safety of land. The difference between the North Pole and the South Pole is immense. The South Pole is a continent twice the size of Australia with ice on land. And that ice is often up to 4,500 meters thick. It's very high and it's very windy. North Pole is meant to be a frozen ocean, so therefore it's called the Arctic Ocean. It's very hard to travel across the ice to the North Pole. After 600 hard, really difficult miles walking to the North Pole, disaster strikes. We're 600 miles away from safety, and the entire ocean breaks up underneath our feet. We are beyond any rescue. This is way, way before climate change, global warming, these words existed. This was 30 years ago, and we did not expect this. The ice broke under our feet in the month of April. It's supposed to happen in August. We have a huge fight to stay alive, but we hang on in there as a team. And eventually, after 56 desperate days, we reached the North Pole. Yes, I became the first person in history to walk to both poles. And I might point out, incredibly, that now it is no longer possible to walk to the North Pole. there is no ice during those summer months. And that ice melt, as the great glaciers start to melt, that will and is creating sea level rise. Countries like Singapore are building reinforcements on their coasts, such as sea walls, which help protect the country from rising sea levels. But you can't construct these reinforcements forever. So we need to address the issue rather than cover it. Think in terms of kind of Java Island, for example. People are already having to move homes because sea level has risen. Every year we go, we see more and more ice breaking off Antarctica, sea levels rising. So we all have to address the issue of using the right energy in our world in order to prevent the sea level rising around the world. So between my son Barney and I, we have two simple missions. One is to preserve Antarctica in the year 2041. And through my son's campaign, the Climate Force Challenge, we are committed to inspiring young people on solutions. To do that, often it's hard work, but my son and I undertook a journey to the South Pole only surviving on renewable energy. It had never been done before. And we work with NASA with these incredible innovations of ice melting systems, you know, through solar, hot water, using these special bits of equipment. And only 97 miles out from our goal, disaster struck, my brand new hip dislocated. I was left lying in the snow crying. My son was able to carry on and successfully reach the South Pole only on renewable energy. And I had a brand new hip put back in my leg and in my body. And at the end of this year, we're going back to complete that crossing of the Antarctic continent. And I think it's so, so important that people like myself start to hand over the baton of leadership and responsibility to future generations. We need to inspire young people, not depress them. And I wish you all the very best of luck. And fingers crossed, at some stage, when the COVID tide has lifted, I'll be coming out to Asia to meet some of you in person. I wish you luck. Stay safe. This is Rob Swan, going clear.